Site Concerns Services Newsletter, November 2020. Welcome. Now more than ever, we want to keep in touch with you and reassure you that we are here to support you. The whole team at Site Concern Worcestershire was involved in a huge effort to contact every visually impaired person on our database during the first lockdown, and we were able to offer a wide variety of practical and emotional support. Many things were unknown in those early days, including how long the pandemic would continue to affect and restrict our lives. If you were contacted earlier this year and said that you didn't need support but would appreciate it now, please do not hesitate to contact us on 01905 723 245. Even though so many things seem to have slowed down in recent months, Site Concern Worcestershire has kept moving, changing, and adapting. Speaking of change, the site loss advisor covering the Wyre Forest area, Sandra O'Donnell, has recently left us. She was sad to leave, and we were certainly sad to say goodbye to her. We have not yet recruited to Sandra's old post because of current restrictions, but we'll still offer the same level of support to all of our Wyre Forest clients, of course. If you would like to speak to a site loss advisor, please call 01905 723 245. Sandra's old mobile number will no longer work or take messages. We look forward to hearing from you. Positive news. You will no doubt be aware of the rollout of a vaccine for COVID-19. The NHS has identified priorities for the rollout of the vaccination and will contact people in due course. According to the guidance available when writing this newsletter, there is no need for you to contact anyone to make an appointment. Many of the vaccines will be administered in dedicated hubs. If you need support to arrange transport to a hub, do please contact us. The show must go on. We were delighted to be able to start seeing people for low vision assessments at the Bradbury Centre again once the first lockdown eased, but are also very proud that we were able to support people with telephone assessments through the lockdown. We will continue telephone assessments during lockdowns or for people who prefer not to come into the centre. If you would like to know more about low vision assessments and aids which can maximise any vision you may have remaining, please contact us. You're on mute. One of the most used words of 2020 must surely be Zoom. And if you have taken part in any sort of online meeting, you'll probably have been caught out by being muted or unmuted at the wrong time. We have been working with Southlake Site Advice and Support for Site Essex to provide monthly online and telephone meetings on the second Thursday of the month from 14th of January 2021. These will focus on health and well-being, inspirational people, leisure activities, and information and advice specifically tailored for people with a visual impairment. The speakers confirmed so far are below. If you would like to join us, please email conference@siteconcern.co.uk to request the link to join online. You can also dial in from your home phone to join the session. Dial 02034815237 and enter the meeting ID 458-043-7872 when prompted. January the 14th, a dementia champion will be talking about sight loss and dementia. February the 11th, the blind poet, an inspirational speaker and poet. March the 11th, Dee Jones from Sense Adventures. We'll talk more about Dee later. Our new group phone calls. We know that many of you value our sight loss support groups, particularly for the opportunity to talk to other people with a visual impairment. We are going to be hosting fortnightly group phone calls to give you the opportunity to chat informally to other people with a visual impairment in the same way that you might have at the sight loss support group. We would love you to join us, even if you have never been to one of our sight loss support groups. The first call will be on 5th of January 2021 from 10 till 11 a.m. All you need to do is call 01905 915 165 and enter the PIN 55555 5-5 when prompted. That is, 6 fives. The call will then continue every other Tuesday. Two of our sight loss advisors will join the call, but it is very much intended to be an opportunity for you to chat and support each other. If you need any further information or support with joining the call, please let us know. Come in and join us. We have created the Sight Concern Worcestershire Support Facebook page and moderated discussion group to provide a safe online space for people living with a visual impairment and their carers. Our sight loss advisors will be part of the group and provide discussion topics, answer questions, and share up-to-date information. We want this space to connect people and so that they can support each other. If you would like to know more, join the page and send us a message or contact us at info@sightconcern.co.uk. On that subject, you may require technology advice and support. If you're interested in using new technology to communicate with loved ones or make other aspects of life a bit easier, don't forget that we have a digital technology advisor. He can give you advice and support with all sorts of gadgets and gizmos, including mobile phones, computers, tablets, and smart speakers such as Alexa. If you would like a chat with him, please just let us know on 01905 723 245. We would also like to know if there's an appetite for regular online meetings, which are for Sight Concern Worcestershire specifically. So we need you to tell us what you think. Please email conference@sightconcern.co.uk or telephone us on 01905 723 245 if you think you might be interested, and tell us the sort of things that you would like the meetings to be about. Telephone befriending service. Our telephone befriending service has been a huge success since March. We have bucked the trend by continuing to recruit new volunteers, and the team is currently speaking to 94 people on a regular basis. We are also able to offer email befriending for those who prefer not to use the telephone. One of our email befrienders has found that it gives the opportunity to mull things over and to fit the conversation in with daily life, e.g. not having a call interrupted by a delivery arriving. Please do contact us if you would appreciate a regular call or email from a volunteer befriender. Thinking about mental well-being. Dee Jones and Sense Adventures have diversified from guided walks, short breaks and retreats, and now offers a range of online experiences specifically tailored for the visually impaired too. Experiences include yoga, chocolate making, Indian cookery, and creative writing. Dee would love to give you more information about these. You can call her on 01684 891 796 or email her at dee@senseadventures.co.uk or have a look at her Facebook page. Mark Norton is visually impaired and training to become a sound healing practitioner. He's eager to bring the benefits of sound healing to other people with a visual impairment. Sound healing is a technique which has been around for thousands of years and uses instruments such as gongs, crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls, drums, and vocal toning to bring about relaxation, reduce stress, and alleviate anxiety. If you would like to know more about sound healing and the sound baths which Mark offers, please contact him on 07402 844 589 or at madhaver71@hotmail.com. To spell that out, that is madhaver71@hotmail.com. Your sight loss advisors also have access to a wide range of other resources and information to support your physical and emotional well-being. Please do not hesitate to contact us if you need some advice or support. Every little helps. Like so many other charities, our fundraising activities had to stop in March, and we do not yet know when or how we will be able to start fundraising again. We are very fortunate to be funded by the National Lottery and other generous supporters, so have been able to carry on providing much needed support during this time. However, there are some easy ways in which you can support us. If you shop online, please consider using easyfundraising.com or giveasyoulive.com. If you register with these sites and choose Site Concern Worcestershire as your charity, we will receive a donation every time you shop at one of the many retailers signed up to the scheme. Retailers include Argos, John Lewis, Just Eat, insurance providers, eBay, Tesco, Boots, and a wide variety of others. Amazon operates a similar scheme called Smile, and you can choose us as your charity when you shop with them. You can also make a donation to us via our website at siteconcern.co.uk/fundraising.donate-now. We appreciate every single penny donated to us. And finally, the trustees and all of the staff at Site Concern Worcestershire wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We know that it has been a challenging year for many, and we're proud to have been able to support so many of you to face those challenges. We look forward to continuing to support you next year and hopefully being able to see you again. Our thanks go to our volunteers and staff team who have worked so hard this year, and to you. We would not be here without you.